Skip. But you know what? Skip. Really, Skip. Skip. Let's stop it.
Skip.
No, you didn't. Skip. Whoa. Skip. Skip. But you know what, Skip?
I know the National Football League.
What? Skip. Bayless.
Oh, I see.
Whoa, Skip.
Whoa, hold on. Skip.
This is some special stuff.
Skip.
Are you kidding me?
Skip.
No.
Skip. Really, Skip?
I'm just talking about the truth.
Skip, let's stop it. Stop it. Skip.
It's the way you do this.
Skip. No, you didn't, Skip.
I remain outraged.
Skip.
What a bunch of phony baloney.
Whatever, Skip.
Check for sound. Check for power.
All systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns.
Hello, Cleveland.
We on fire.
Step up in the party, high.
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old tot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
Tucker's extra point to tie the game. The kick is up, and it is...
Oh!
No good! Oh. It drifted wide right. Justin Tucker has never missed an extra point in his career.
Trubisky now sets the throw. Arches it deep down the field into the end zone. Toward the goal line. It's caught by White!
White
is caught and wrapped up! Short of the goal line!
Unreal.
And the Patriots are going to win!
We just go home. Get on a bus and go home. Get the heck out of here.
Mariota under center with no backs. Now motions Lewis across the formation. Mariota looks, throws back of the end zone, ball tip, incomplete.
Chargers win 20-19 and improve to 5-2 going into the bye week.
Here's the spot, the kick. Airborne, Chandler, Catanzaro. Is it? It's good! Buccaneers win!
And the Browns get beat in overtime. 26-23 by Chandler Catanzaro.
Fourth down and two. Wentz has the snap. A low snap, but Wentz is looking. And Wentz cocks his arm. Balls out of there. Still loose on the field. And it's recovered. And the Panthers are going to win the game.
For the tie with 3 seconds. 52. Kicks away. Line drive. 52. Hit the left upright and bounced out. The game is over. The Cowboys lose to Washington 20-17.
Oh my God!
He fucking missed it! You gotta be fucking kidding me! Oh my God!
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God!
Not a good weekend for you. Not a good weekend for you. I got to be honest with you. The thing that set my whole Sunday off right off the bat, was I couldn't believe the end of that Titans game. Because honestly, Tom, from what I would have been told, Marcus Mariota is the man. And I was expecting them to at least score right there.
Marcus Mariota is the man!
Right. That's what I was told, and apparently not.
Come heck or high water.
The water got high, didn't it?
I can never remember the name of the Bucks announcer, but I do like him, man. I always got to get some audio of him.
The man!
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. Bang Radio Hour number 337. Coming up, Jim the Genius. Irvinity, John. It is divine. It is Irvinity.
Oh, good.
The Muppet Rolls, Colts Kush, whipped all dim asses. The BS is BS and more, but back to the felony in Washington.
Woo!
What are you talking? Oh, so they finally got in the president.
All right, if you're kind of new,
oh, something else.
If you're kind of new to the show, John is a Redskins fan. I am a Cowboys fan.
That's right. That's why I have a spring in my step today.
The other guy is the Cowboys fan, and John's also a Penn State fan. I'm an Ohio State fan. That's what he was talking about the whole weekend, because the Buckeyes got smacked in the fucking mouth. Anyway.
Yeah, by the Boilermakers. But I got nothing to say about college football. The season's over. I don't want to talk about it.
Buckeyes can't run the football, and nobody can find their defense. So I don't know what the hell's going on there and what happened.
Their defense took off over with Penn State's defense, and then headed over to goddamn Canada to go do some gambling or something. I don't know.
Better it happen now than in the playoffs and really break my heart.
Your guys are probably trading pants for tattoos or something.
So let's go back and get a little more detail here from the end of the game.
It's going to be a 47-yard field goal try to send it to overtime. We got movement. Busting across was Payne. They're going to make this a 42 or a 52-yard field goal try.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 91.
Oh, he moved the ball.
Penalty. Second down.
Turns it into a 52-yard attempt to tie it, to try to get it to overtime. Brett Maher. It all rides on his toe, and the kick is, oh, it hits the upright, no good.
I'll give you a little bit of trivia, Tom. Right there where he made, where they put the ball down for the kick that doinked off the left upright there. That's the exact same spot on the field where your guy grabbed Sean Taylor by his face mask and gave us those extra 15 yards on that blocked field goal that let us kick a field goal to win the game. Remember that one? Yeah. That happened right there.
Man, there's a whole thing about the 27-yard line in the Minnesota Vikings stadium.
What's about the 27-yard line?
Yeah,
what?
I can't even remember what show I was watching, but they went through all these things that happened at this, and not just either 27, but the one just on the one side of the field. First off, that's where the ball was when Gary Anderson missed.
Right.
After making 35 in a row in the NFC Championship, that's where Gary Anderson missed against Atlanta. Right. Something else happened there. Also, something happened there to who was famous 27, number 27 for them. Oh, and then the best thing
was that the running back from Ohio State.
Smith?
What the hell was his name? What's that? Smith? Wasn't he 27?
Was Robert Smith 27? I can't remember. But anyway,
he might have been.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. And then the last thing they said, and of course, when the roof collapsed under all the snow in Minnesota, look where it happened. And they showed in this huge, massive single stream, boom, right down on that same 27-yard line.
Damn. Maybe that's where Jimmy Hoffa's buried.
Hey, you never know. Maybe they should dig it up and see. All right. So anyway,
I thought that was a great call, by the way. I thought it was a on the spot call. Have you heard how the call came about?
How it came
about? Our special teams coach was watching your film and noticed that your guy did this and that it's against the rules.
Everybody squeezes the ball. Every center out there.
Doesn't matter.
Every one of them.
It doesn't matter.
Every one of them lifts it up and sits it back down. Every single one of them.
Jay Gruden told the ref and said, look, we want you to be watching for this. And so when your guy did it, Payne jumped across the line. The ref had no choice because it's in the rules.
That's how you have to win. You can't win straight up. You got to pull some shenanigans.
That is straight up. I'm sorry, but that thing that didn't hit is actually called an upright. I don't know how much more straight up it could be. All he had to do was move it over a foot, but now
I call shenanigans. I have never, John, look, you and I have been
watching. Oh, yeah, the Redskins are getting some breaks. Is that what I'm hearing, that the NFL likes the Redskins?
You and I have been watching football for a long time. I've never, ever heard the words snap infraction come out of a referee's mouth, ever. Ever.
Well, that's how it came about. It's in the rules. And our special teams coach noticed it and said, and Gruden told the linesman and said, watch what happens. And when it happened, our boy jumped, grabbed your guy, and boom, they had to throw the flag.
I hate football!
You're not the only one. On our Facebook page, Joe Sturr said the same thing, and he is an Eagles fan.
God.
So I am in absolute heaven.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Everybody in the division lost but you.
You know, the best, you know, I tell you, I have so much fun watching Eli Manning get sacked.
I do too.
You can see his face when he sees the rush coming, even on the HD TV. So great. You can see his eyes bug out of his head, and then he bounces around like a little duckling in a fucking whirlpool. Bam, smash, crash. Little duckling gets lost and goes down the rapids. That's Eli Manning.
Right. All right. Well, okay. So on this snap infraction, let's go to one of the true experts in the industry. I mean, this is somebody that we know we can listen to, and we know he's going to be right because
I know the National Football League.
Right. Skip Bayless is going to tell you how it is.
What? Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while because we just frankly don't like that show.
Him and Shannon on Fox Sports One. The problem is Shannon. The problem's not Skip. It's that Shannon isn't good at debating.
I don't mind Shannon Sharp, but it's just those two don't have the chemistry that he had with Stephen A. Smith.
Well, and it's part of that is Shannon can't debate very well. He falls back on the same old tired crap, and he just, you know, he doesn't know how to argue like Skip does and like Stephen A. does. That's the problem. And the guy, and he's a good sportscaster, the guy who argues with Stephen A. now, but he can't argue like Skip. Like you said, they just don't have the chemistry.
Speaking of radio personalities, Colin Cowherd did a 2.5-minute discussion last week about how the Redskins were going to go on a five-game winning streak. And I got to tell you, Tom, I've always said that guy is right on the money almost all the time. That dude is somebody you can set your watch to when it comes to who knows what they're talking about.
All right, here's Skip.
The snapper has been with the team for 14 years, and he said after the game, I did exactly what I've always done. And the great Tony Dungy last night on NBC said he watched it dozens of times, and he saw no extraneous movement. He got his grip on the football, and then he got set with it to snap it. And once it became set, it was solid set. It didn't move an inch.
Wait.
He bounced it around a couple times.
Once he got set, it was solid set. John, it was super duper set when he did that.
Dude, when you watch the video for this, James Harrison is sitting very uncomfortably close to Skip. If I'm Skip, I'm a little nervous at the way Harrison's looking at him half the time. Harrison wants to grab him by the throat and go, "You ain't never played it down in your life, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?"
It was solid set. It didn't move an inch.
He tipped it.
Nope. He just got
in that
grip.
He tipped it. The next time he snapped on the one he missed, he didn't tip or nothing. He just shot.
You see this? Once he comes set, then the Washington player jumps. What's his name? Jonathan Allen.
Jump.
Deron Payne.
Nothing. There's nothing
wait
going
up,
on.
Wait up.
That's just he doesn't remove it. It's set.
Saw it.
It's set.
They cut it away. Stop cutting away trying to make his point right.
No, we're not set. Nothing. The ball does not move.
You're wrong.
Tony Dungy.
Look at it.
Tony Dungy.
Hey, maybe that's it. Maybe we need Skip and James Harrison. That's what we need.
Hell yes, and I say don't even give him a ref. Just let him go.
Yeah. I see why you keep saying Skip. You got to say Skip to make him understand. You talk to him. You're like, Skip, listen. You know how?
No. Jonathan Allen jumped when the ball was completely set. He just overreacted and jumped. It's offsides, -5 on Washington. It's a 42-yard field goal, and all of a sudden it turns into a 52-yard field goal. Every center gets a grip on the ball like that, and then comes set and stays set.
Yeah, two hands, and he tilted like that.
Guess how many field goals he snapped for? Over 400.
The next snap, he didn't do the tilt. He just shot it.
Oh, wow.
You know what? That tells me that 400 or 399 times he got away with it.
Oh, my God.
Here's the bottom line.
Petty shit.
I can't believe it.
I hate football. I hate football.
Petty schmetty. You know, like if your quarterback gets hit and fumbles at the 1-yard line, you know, right then he should be allowed to call, wait, no, can we do a do-over? And then we could just do that. So instead of the Redskins grabbing the ball and jumping in the end zone.
So you're telling me that if Payne doesn't jump, there's no call?
Probably not, because Gruden is screaming at the referee, there it is, and Payne made sure of it.
All right.
So he jumps it. But just to give you one more thing about the football game there before you go to our next little part about it, because I mentioned that fumble recovery for the touchdown by Preston Smith, you saw him jump in the crowd, right? Watch the video of it again. There's a Cowboys fan woman who kind of gets in the middle of it, and she's throwing punches at Redskins players that are flying into the crowd. One of the safeties comes flying over the top to jump on the pile and clubs her one right in the freaking forehead.
Oh, she'll be filing a lawsuit today.
I don't know. She started it. She was throwing down with Preston Smith.
John, no. NFL players come flying at her. She's defending herself. What are you talking about?
She should have thrown a beer at him, Tom.
You're right.
Right. That'll get you thrown out of the stadium. But just throwing punches, you're all right. I don't even think they escorted her out. They probably could have said self-defense because he was in her lap.
All right. Well, there was one good thing that came out of this. Well, for me. I know all kinds of good stuff came out of it for you. But here was the one good thing, and it was Jim Nantz. His analysis, he's going to analyze.
He's analyzing.
The missed field goal. And he's going to say what we all know to be true. And then what Tony Romo says.
I'm sorry, I had a bit of a static there. Did you just say something that was completely ridiculous?
No. No, you
did.
We already talked about it. You agreed.
I did?
Yeah, we all knew this. When we watched the field goal doink off the bar, we all knew what Jim Nantz is about to tell us, but Romo evidently thinks only Jim Nantz could have figured this out. Listen.
You know what? From 47, if it had been kicked like this, it would have been good.
You're exactly right. That ball hooks inside that line.
It would have been good.
Genius point, Jim Nantz. That ball goes in from 47.
Genius point, Jim Nantz. Are you kidding? Really? Genius
point. That was brilliant, Jim Nantz. I got to tell you. It's a good thing the fans at home have you there. They can do simple things like that.
Just when I didn't think it was possible that anything was going to make me laugh at that moment, he said
yes,
that.
That's true. That's what makes Tony Romo such a great broadcaster.
Oh, my God.
It is fun listening to him call plays before they happen.
Genius point, Jim Nantz.
Genius point, Jim Nantz.
Wow.
The way that sports on television works now is they will probably give him an award for that. For pointing out that, you know, this ball that missed by about a half a foot probably would have been good if they'd had an extra 5 yards to kick it from.
Well, here's the whole problem is before the game, they didn't listen to Michael Irvin.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm still not done with this snap infraction.
Well, I don't care.
Well, okay. I thought we were going to talk to our officials. We got one now.
We're going to call a ref? Yes, let's do that. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Everybody's got their ref they could go to. They've got Mike Pereira on Fox. They've got that Dean Blandino goofball on Fox. Really, doesn't he just look like he finished a line of cocaine right before they cut to him?
Right.
Like, yeah. Looks like false size to me. I can't sit still either. But and then they've got what? They've got
the idiot on Monday Night Football. Sounds like Mel Tillis out there. Jeff Triplett is going to tell you all things about what's wrong about with that play.
But so we've got our own.
Yes, we have Jerome Boger.
That's right. We've got a current official.
Yeah, I thought you were saying you and I were going to sit here and debate it, and I'm not going to sit here and debate it with you. You're a Redskins fan. You're biased.
Well, it's not a matter of bias. It's the rules, and that's all there is to it.
Hello?
Hi, Jerome Boger, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Oh, hang on just a second. Let me call you back, Bobby. All right, later. Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, good. We just called to, ask you for some analysis on some things that happened, or one thing in particular. In the Redskins-Cowboys game on Sunday, Jerome, there was a field goal at the end of the game, and it was going to be 47 yards, but there was what the referee called a skip infraction. I've been watching football a long time, Jerome. I've never heard the words skip infraction. I'm sorry.
A skip snap infraction?
I'm sorry. A snap infraction. Snap.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of skip infractions all the time. He thinks he knows the National Football League.
Right.
If I could throw flags at him, I'd be sitting there all day long throwing flags.
Well, I do know what a skip infraction is, but what the heck is a snap infraction?
Well, I tell you the truth, Tom. I didn't see the play. I really didn't see the play. I'll be honest. If all cards are on the table, most of us out there, as well as officials, we don't hardly see hardly anything. It's a very distracting environment. Out there on the field, the truth is, I was on the phone with my friend Bobby. We was talking about maybe grabbing a burger after the game, and then, the play started. And I was like, hold up, what's going on here? So, I threw the flag so nobody would see that I wasn't paying attention.
Jerome, I'm sorry. What, you weren't doing the Cowboys-Redskins game.
What? Didn't I? Were you calling, talking to me about a flag you think I threw?
I'm telling you, there was this snap infraction called in the Cowboys-Redskins game. I just called to ask you what the heck is a snap infraction.
Let me tell you. Hang on. You know, I tell you sometime, that probably explains why I couldn't remember seeing any Redskins or Cowboys jerseys.
Okay.
At the game I was at. I could have swore I was in Miami, but I don't know. It might have been Washington. But let me tell you something, Tom. This is how it is for NFL referee. What you are seeing here live on your podcast is an example of how they teach us to think on our feet. The National Football League is a fast game, and it's played by big men. And you know, I got to know if it's the second quarter, or the third quarter, or the two-minute warning, or first and down. Or it's a lot. So in a situation like this in particular, we got to think fast because, like, I don't know what the hell's going on, right? I just turned around. Stuff's happening. I couldn't see nothing. I think that's pretty obvious. So I'm just saying, you know, I can't just say I wasn't watching and my flag fell out of the pocket. So I just throw it on the ground and say something like, that was a neutral zone infraction, number 93.
I know what a neutral zone infraction is, but what is a snap infraction?
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I have no idea.
Oh, my God. All right. All right, Jerome.
Look. I don't know what most of it is. I just throw the flag out there on the ground and wait for one of the other guys to come over and tell me what to say.
All right. All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to us, Jerome. You have a good day.
My pleasure. First and down.
First and down. We're in trouble, John. The whole league's in trouble.
Who's got his game this week? Who's he got this week?
I hope it's not mine.
First and down.
I'll tell you what, though. The officiating's gotten better. They haven't really been calling that rough in the passer crap anymore. They did it for the first couple of weeks, and that was that.
Where's all the low? I mean, do you know how many lowering the helmets I've seen that are not getting called? All of them. None of them are getting called.
This is a double out the situation.
Dude, Dak Prescott last week on the sidelines, they were yelling about that. I'm thinking, how does he get out of the concussion protocol? They're giving him smelling salts on TV. What is this? And I thought to myself, you know, they're going to throw the flag for a hit to the head, but I'm thinking, our defensive back's head is down where his knee should be. How the hell do you call that? And they didn't. So good.
I don't even know how they. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. They're letting him play football. How about that?
I hope Jerome Boger's not doing the Cowboys game this weekend, or we will lose to the bye week.
Oh yeah, you guys are off this week. You got an extra week to think about it, don't you?
Well, we got to get our new weapon ready.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You've got a brand new weapon that cost you quite a bit.
A first round pick. He's only been playing 4 years. I mean, he's going to be around for a while. So
I get it.
I like it.
You can't help but like it. You might as well like it. You got no choice but to like
it. I do like it, though. No, I do have a choice. We've made moves, plenty of moves where I go, what the fuck did we do that for? I see these cornerbacks starting around the league. I see safeties starting around the league and playing very well that were once Cowboys. I see that, and I go, I don't like that. Those were moves I didn't like.
Well, then the Eli Apple got traded to the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And then the Giants traded their defensive tackle to the Lions this morning.
Wow, they cleaning house?
Sure, why not? What the hell do they have to lose?
Yeah, really.
They're the worst team in the NFL.
I know.
You know, the one guy that's left, Eli Manning, he suck, and they can't get rid of him.
Yeah, they'll get themselves a nice new quarterback in the spring.
Yeah. Well, somebody's probably looking around to see if they can hurt their knee real quick.
Right. All right. So, like I said, the Cowboys obviously didn't listen to Michael Irvin before the game.
How do you put head to pillow and toothbrush the tooth in the morning knowing this? That would disturb me greatly. That's what I'm saying. These guys, they have to step up and play the rest of this year or stop putting head to pillow and toothbrush the tooth in the morning.
There it is.
All right. You know, he's talking about the receivers and how they got to step up. And I get, okay, if you're not playing well, you might not be able to sleep, but you refuse to brush your teeth? What the fuck is that?
How can you put head to pillow and toothbrush to tooth in the morning?
I just can't brush my teeth, Tom. I am so ashamed. I just can't do it.
Not only that, but in the morning, I take my head off the pillow.
I'm sorry, everybody. My breath's going to stink in the huddle for a few weeks until we get better because I just can't forgive myself. So I am not going to brush my teeth.
It's hard.
I guess when your gums are as numb as his always were when he was playing, he probably forgot more often than not.
But Michael, if you don't brush your teeth, what happens to your teeth?
Smell.
Yep.
That's true, it does.
Oh my God.
Listen to me.
Yes, we do. All the time. All right, let's just move on. Let's forget it. You got the win. Congratulations. You're in first place. Now we got to go take care of the bye week, not let it beat us, and then we have the Titans, which we should win.
You would. I don't understand the Titans to save my life. I just can't figure them out.
I don't.
Do you go for the tie in that situation, or do you go for the win right there in London?
I go for the tie. I damn kick the extra straight. Point of tie. Any in you know? Look, I know he's a Belichick guy. I get it, but
he probably wanted to go out and catch the pass himself. That was his specialty.
Right. Yes, you're right.
He's probably yelling at the linebacker. What do you mean you can't catch? Hey, look, now, I got something to say. John Tilyard, first fan, was at the game, all right?
Yes.
And I asked him, put your phone on and just ask people next to you which team they want to see in London. Just give us a little commentary. So he put his phone on before the game and showed us where he was sitting, which was in one of the end zones, but he said absolutely not even a word. He didn't even make a peep, so we got nothing from him. So when it came down to that play, I poked him on Facebook real quick and said, hey, turn on your phone if this is your end zone and give us the commentary of the play as it happens. And you know what I got back from him?
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What a bitch. It's Tilyard here.
Right. It was your time, John. You were ready to shine. And you know what I got back from him? I forgot to charge my phone.
You know what you got back from him?
Breeze nuts.
Right.
Right.
My phone died. I'm so sorry.
His phone died.
I don't buy that for a minute. You're one of the the now generation, the kid generation, who's everything's charged all the time. Ridiculous. Tell you what, Tom, he could take those two eyebrows of his and rub them together and create enough static electricity to make a charge for his phone just long enough to get us a goddamn commentary.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So who's going to the game this weekend? Who's going to the game of the Eagles and the Jaguars?
I don't know, but somebody hold up a sign.
Something. Or give us just ask somebody next to you. Who's the team you want to see here? I'm from the Bang Radio Hour in America. They'll think you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, who cares? What are they going to do? Punch you? No, they're not going to hit you. Come on, just ask them. Hey, I'm with the Bang Radio Hour. What do you think about this? What do you think about that?
You can record with your phone if it's not dead.
Right. If it's not dead, you'll be just fine.
You know, do it before the game. Before your phone's dead, before you take all that video, please do it. You know, talk to people outside the stadium. There's all kinds. There's people everywhere.
So, I don't know if you probably don't have it anywhere near you, but that old train wreck or car wreck sound effect that you used to have, get ready to use it because this weekend's game is not only being called by Rich Eisen and Michael Irvin, but they're also going to have Steve Mariucci and Kurt Warner in the booth. It's going to be a fucking circus.
Oh, the whole NFL crew's there. Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a circus.
Oh, what's that? He's here.
Hey. Can I get my practice on?
Here we go.
He just takes his offense to the next level.
He's, Patrick Mahomes, if you don't know whose music that is.
That is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's talking about Kareem Hunt.
He just takes his offense to the next level. Him being able to run the ball hard, being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, I feel like it doesn't really get accounted for. And so I can throw a check down to him and he can break three tackles and get in the end zone. I mean, he truly is a special player who I believe doesn't get as much hype as I think he should. I mean, as he keeps rolling, I mean, the hype will come.
Unreal. That's unreal.
Right. Here comes the hype. Here comes the hype for Kareem. He's a great guy. All I got to do is throw it to him. He just takes it and runs like crazy. You should see him.
I thought that game would be a little closer. I mean, I thought the Bengals would put up some points. I mean, the Chiefs' defense has been terrible, and almost all their games are shootouts. And, I mean, the Bengals' offense has been rolling. Joe Mixon's back healthy. Maybe they need to go back to starting Giovanni Bernard. I don't know. What the hell, man? They couldn't move. They couldn't do anything. Where'd that defense
come? Well, it was because of Kareem. All I had to do was throw it to Kareem. Kareem could do all of everything. Kareem takes the ball, run, put it in the end zone for a touchdown. Put it out to Kyrie Kareem.
Was he playing safety, too? I mean,
of course he was. Kareem can do it all. I don't know what the safety's name is. I'm in the offensive meetings. But I like Kareem.
Yes, I understand.
Well, you know, the Bengals always suck on Sunday Night Football. They really do. I should have taken the Chiefs in that game last week, but I don't know. I didn't notice the trend, and they just do. The Bengals always get killed on Sunday Night Football. So I should have gone with it.
I guess I didn't realize that. I probably did. I forgot about it.
The Chiefs' defense is actually getting better. You know, they started off the season just terrible. They let everything get past them, but now they're getting a little bit better.
Yeah, and the Browns' defense is getting worse.
I know. What the fuck is up with that? What is up with the Browns not being able to finish a football game?
I have no idea. Here's Hugh Jackson.
Proud of our guys for fighting, but as I told them, this is our fourth overtime game. You know, we're not trying to get to overtime, and if we do, we want to win the game. You know, we got to find a way to finish these games, you know, in the W column. So, again, we got to regroup and get ourselves ready for next week.
Remember he said this before.
They're becoming something.
They're becoming something, John. And I said they're becoming the best team to get you to overtime every week.
What they're becoming, Tom, is tardy. They're tardy all the time. We've got time to get into the locker room after the game, and we're always late getting in there because our team just can't get off the field. You know, they're out there fighting, Tom, and then they get to playing, and they get all distracted before you know it. Oh, my goodness, the sun's going down, our mothers are calling, and we got to get inside, and we're tardy. That's what they are. We've become tardy. I'm about tired of this, Tom. We just can't get a game finished on time. You know, I've got things in the crock pot. It ruins my chili every Sunday. Every Sunday, I put a roast beef or something in there. My girlfriend's expecting me home. My wife's expecting me home, or whoever the hell is expecting me home. Somebody's expecting me home, and I'm always late because I can't get my car out of the lot because they lock it up at 5 o'clock, and we don't finish play until 5:15 every damn Sunday. And Jesus Christ, I've just about had enough of it.
Okay.
They can't get the damn game finished on time.
It's, I'll tell you this about the Browns. Not only do they go to overtime, they go to the very end of overtime every damn time. Every time.
They do.
It's like, holy shit.
They do.
They do. A tie, and this one was in 3 seconds. The last 3 seconds, it was the field goal. The Ravens game was just no time left on the clock. They had another one that was down to like a minute and a half.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
It's a good thing Baker Mayfield's only 20 years old. Everybody else will be complaining. Hey, come on. I need a rest.
All right, well, here's a call from the Colts game. Who are the Colts playing?
They beat the crap out of the Buffalo Bills, who showed up like nothing. Speaking of Derek Anderson, who was selling insurance last week.
Well, I thought this was LeGarrette Blount. Now, he plays for the Lions. This is from the Lions game.
Well, what this is, I only put this up for you because I was watching the Red Zone, and this was just the way they bled it together as it went from one game to the next. So we got Dick Stockton calling the Lions game, and then I don't even remember what the next game is that comes in, but I immediately wanted to toke a joint.
Well, it must be the Colts. Here we go.
And they give it to Blount, and Blount is going to have his attempt blunted by the Dolphins defense. Good stop there.
Cush and Whitehair.
That's the Cush push.
Yeah, it is.
What?
No, it's like, okay, suddenly I want to smoke some pot.
What?
Are they trying to tell me something over there? Is this some kind of secret little subliminal message to get weed legalized across the country? We got Blount getting blunted in his blunted attempt. And then we've got some Kush and some Whitehair.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah.
And they give it to Blount. And Blount is going to have his attempt blunted by the Dolphins defense. Good stop there.
Kush and Whitehair.
It's the Kush push.
Yeah, it is.
The Kush push.
It is. I will also say this. Just based on watching the Red Zone, I am also subjected to AFC games, which I don't normally watch all the way through very much, especially the local games, where you end up getting guys like Dan Fouts, who sounds like a little old fucking lady. Oh, my God. He does.
Aside from the fact that he's got this ridiculous high voice, I'm telling you, Spiro, what I just saw down on the field there is enough to make my hair curl, because that's just, you can't do that.
He's turned into the worst pussy. This was Dan Fouts. Remember him? Big fucking bear Dan Fouts. That motherfucker was huge.
Right.
And all he does is complain.
Oh, look, that defensive back got close enough to him to almost want to look at him a little funny. We should throw a flag.
Oh, he's turning into what's his name?
He's been that for a long time, and now I have to listen to him because I watched the Red Zone.
What's the score?
That's coming.
I just wonder if that's how it was back in the day. He's calling Kellen Winslow's out on the side. He's got Chuck Muncy behind him. He's going,
all right, 39, 44, set.
All right, let's go to back to the Hail Mary that wasn't.
Right, the Bears game. That was a hell of a football game.
Wow, it was. It was a fantastic game. I really enjoyed that game.
Trubisky, did you see his wild-ass touchdown run? His
10-yard
run that took 70 yards?
That was crazy.
He had another run like that, too, where he was just weaving his way down, just wouldn't stop, just kept going.
I know.
It was a trip.
I know.
It was fun to watch.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
I just couldn't believe it either. yeah, so...
Well, I try to understand him.
Here's a radio call of that Hail Mary again. Just to hear the difference. I'm going to play this one and then another radio call. I want the difference in the excitement. All right.
The snap to Trubisky. He's pressured by Claiborne. He starts to roll to his left. He pulls up. He heaves one deep to the end zone. That ball sailing toward the goal line. It's caught by White. White is caught and wrapped up short of the goal line.
Unreal.
And the Patriots are going to win, but that close to a Hail Mary and an answered prayer for Chicago.
We just go home. Get on a bus and go home. Get the heck out of here.
That's Zolak. Let's
get
go.
Get the heck out of here. There's no unicorns around here.
Right. Well, they did. Everything came up unicorns for him, as usual.
As usual. I did see a bunch of cheating going on. Didn't you see it?
What?
I did. Well, you know, they were just cheating the whole damn game.
But listen to the difference here. Now, that's Patriots radio. You know, and
right,
I don't know, maybe they were just so relieved and they were exhausted or something. I don't
sure
know.
Sure they were. But you saw the play.
But listen to these guys do it in Germany.
Kommt er da nochmal drauf? Trubisky, aber das macht er geschickt. Jetzt, da ist er.
Whoa! In the end zone!
Gefangen! Gefangen! Gefangen!
Und der Reihen ist da, was machen sie?
Das war's.
Ach du Schande, was für ein letzter Spielzug. Man!
Scheiß die Wand an. Ein Jahr zu kurz gesagt.
Guck's dir an, guck's dir an. Jetzt dreht
guck
er sich
mal,
noch,
mal,
jetzt dreht er sich noch.
Warum streckt er den Ball nicht aus?
Wahnsinn.
Ich glaub's nicht.
Nochmal
so,
in der Zeitlupe. Da ist er, da ist der Catch.
So, guck mal,
jetzt umdrehen.
Jetzt muss er sich lang
dann
machen, aber kann
nicht.
Ja, Doran Harmon ist vor ihm.
Da haben wirklich Prozente. Das haben sie gut gemacht. Also, ganz ehrlich.
Aber das White
Super
Dean
Arbeit
noch
von
fängt.
Der Defense.
Oh my God, I can just listen. I don't even have any idea what they're saying, but I can just listen.
Well, the one of you guys was 1 yard to go? Other than that, I assume they're just going, holy fuck, holy shit, what the fuck? How's he missed that? Holy God, what the fuck? That's what I think it is. I like when he's going, Ein ist auf Heide, ein Heide.
An ein Jahr zu kurz
gesagt. Ein Jahr zu kurz gesagt. Whatever he said. I have no idea.
Kizza means what the fuck.
Warum steckt er den Ball nicht aus?
I love when his voice gets way up there.
Right. You know what that translates to. Hey, there's a great play for the Chiefs.
Oh,
that's great, man. That was a great call. That was a hell of a play, too. Because, I mean, dude, that defensive back grabbed him, and he didn't move forward another inch. They just slung him back. That was awesome.
That was well, he started. He caught it. He turned. He was going to move forward, and nope. It was like there was a wall there.
Right. It was like he was on a leash. It's like the dog on the end of the leash. He couldn't move another inch.
I thought that was the play of the day in the NFL.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I don't know. There was that one play where that's the snap infraction. That was a pretty big play.
Yeah, the felony in Washington. That's what it will forever be known as.
I don't think so.
I do. What I will call
snap infraction game,
the felony in Washington.
The felony.
We were robbed.
You guys, you know, every time it seems like that there's a big win for Washington, y'all got some other way to figure out how it's a robbery.
Oh, listen to this guy, folks. You've been listening to him for how many years? All he ever does is blame the referees.
Oh no, there's a difference between actually pointing out mistakes and then saying, "Well, this actual rule is not fair," but they called it because it's the rule. Hey, you know what that's called? It's called getting out coached. And you know what I noticed when I'm watching Jason Garrett on my nice brand new big high def television is that he's got those red watery eyes that you see in an alcoholic.
Jeez.
Not that I'm saying anything.
All right. Hey, I got to point out what Drew Brees did. Pretty amazing. When they beat the Ravens, when the Saints beat the Ravens, Brees became just the third quarterback in history to have defeated all 32 teams.
Yep, that's right. So congratulations to Drew Brees. Fantastic. Fuck off. Go away.
Yeah, if you're just a kid, Drew, of course, started with the San Diego Chargers, and when he was with them in 2004, they beat the Saints.
And right.
So the only other QBs to do it, who are they, John?
Oh, I have no idea.
Brett Favre and Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I have no idea means I'm okay. I never bothered to look.
What's crazy is Drew, you know, he's 18 years he's been playing. He was 0-4 against the Ravens until this past Sunday.
And they won by 1 point. I actually thought the Ravens were going to win that game. They've got a real good defense. I think they're winning this weekend in Carolina outright.
Now, three other quarterbacks have beaten 31 out of 32 teams. Do you know who they are?
So they haven't changed teams, obviously. So Brady's one of them.
Yep.
Let's see. Who had a long career that won a lot of football games? It wouldn't be Joe Montana. John Elway?
They're all still playing.
Oh, they're all still playing. Well, it's not Alex Smith. That's for damn sure. Shit. Who the hell's been playing that long that's still playing? Eli Manning? No, he has never beat the Giants because he's never been anywhere else. Well, no, I guess he has. Yeah, Eli Manning, is he one of them?
No.
No. Philip Rivers?
No.
No. Who the hell else has been playing long enough to have been able to do this? I'm sitting here trying to run through rosters in my head real quick.
Yeah, so obviously unless these players switch teams, they will not be joining the club. Now, Joe Montana and Fran Tarkenton are kind of unofficial members of the club because they beat every team in the league, but they played when there were only 28 teams.
Right. Well, Montana played in the 32-team era, didn't he? No, he wasn't here when Carolina got in.
No, Carolina, Jacksonville, no.
That was 95. So. But, all right, so who's the other two that has beaten the other 31?
Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I forgot Roethlisberger. I didn't think Rodgers had been in the league long enough to have been able to do it yet.
Yeah, he won a lot of games.
I guess he has been. Yeah, he has won a lot of games. See, I just, because the Redskins beat him a couple weeks ago, I associate him with a loser. So, sorry. I am running my mouth this week.
I thought that was pretty cool, though. So.
I thought it was pretty cool, too, man. That was Aaron Rodgers. We kicked his ass.
This was not cool. In fact, this bothered me a lot. Here's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They were doing the game in London.
Good morning, football, live from London. Starts Monday at 7, only on NFL Network.
And who's on that show again?
Your boy, Peter Schrager. Did his podcast, which lasted like 9 days.
Offense.
Maybe I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now. You are making enemies right now.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
I'm going to pull some strings. I'm going to get you on some podcasts going forward here.
Oh, I've done them. I've never listened to one.
Okay. You're busy running around.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Absolutely.
I do? Well, now I know the answer. I know who listens to podcasts.
Jesus.
I want you to call me the next time you're listening to a podcast.
I will. Put it on speaker.
I think Troy Aikman's gay.
I got to see what one of them there things sound like. They say it sound almost just like radio.
Too many concussions.
Yeah, I just like the fact that Troy and I were able to get away for a few days in a nice European hideaway.
Oh, God.
If only his boy, Peter Schrager, wasn't there. I swear, man. They always make Aikman talk about this Peter Schrager, and I think Buck is literally jealous. Yeah, his hair's not nowhere near as nice as mine there, Troy. I have a question, all right? My television, I got to wonder whether or not my contrast settings are bad, because Joe Buck looks to me like he's made up like a corpse in a fucking funeral home all
yes,
the time.
Yes, he does.
Whenever they go to the booth, he looks just like I'm a zombie.
Yep. I think it's caused by all those hair plugs.
Well, you know, I got the hair plugs, and it pulled my skin up so tight that you can see my skull straight through it, and it's erased all of the color that was in my pasty flesh as it was. Troy kind of likes it that way. He says my forehead's nice and shiny when he's looking down.
All right, let's see. I got a couple more things here before we get to email. You got this Chiefs fan. We've had him on before, this Chiefs fan.
Yeah, he is something else.
He likes to analyze, but this guy's a whack job, man. I mean, I would
really is.
Like, I thought the first time we had him at first, I started to think maybe it was just an act, but this is him. I think this is the real him. He's a real Chiefs fan, and you may remember him from before, but this time, of course, he's all excited. Last year, he was angry because lost five in a row after starting
off.
Yeah,
but we did get a nice tour of the stadiums of where the Chiefs lost. We at least knew where they happened.
Right.
Everything he says has to be present. Look, I honestly think that this is one of those guys that has been granted by the state to live on his own.
Oh.
You know? Honestly, he's got gray hair, like white hair, like Mike Pence white hair. And he's obviously a grown man. I don't know how you've cut this video, but in the video, he's wearing a Gungam-style t-shirt, and he keeps showing it off like it means something and doing these stupid movements with his hands. Anybody that wants to see this guy, his name on YouTube is Mr. Business Suit. And if Mr. he gets five views Business. Of his videos, he's going to go nuts. You're not going to believe what you see.
Well, listen to him.
The Kansas City Chiefs won! Woo! Woo! Incredible! The Kansas City Chiefs in pure dominance at Arrowhead Stadium, 45-10. Incredible! The Kansas City Chiefs hold the Bengals to only 7 points in the first half.
Oh.
Incredible!
Wow.
Now, I will say this. My favorite Cincinnati Bengals player of all time has to be Boomer Esiason.
Why?
The quarterback. Unbelievable! We move up to 6-1.
So
beautiful! Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, Conley. So many names contributed to this win. And Patrick Mahomes.
Wait. I mean. Wait.
Mahomes. My greatest fan here. He sends me coloring book pictures all the time.
And Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes.
Now you
Mr.
do it.
Your business suit.
Mahomes.
Now you do it. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh, me? Mahomes.
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 Okay, stop. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, stop. Just stop. That's enough.
There's a sheep outside now.
I mean...
Wait, was he trying to do Mahomes?
It's Tarzan Mahomes.
Yeah, me Tarzan, you Jane. Hey.
God.
To me.
Stop, and that's it. I can't. No more.
Gosh.
No.
That's just wonderful. It makes me feel great when get fan letters like that and videos.
You know, Tom, all I can think of is the poor people that live in this assisted living community that he's in.
Yeah.
You know, that was a night game. That's like 12 o'clock on a freaking Sunday night he's doing that. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, Mr. Business Suit. Anybody wants to see what this moron looks like, go ahead and look at him. He's over there. Go look at the monkey. He's a ridiculous person.
Okay, I know you didn't want to talk college football, and I don't really even want to talk about football. I just want to talk about something that happened before the game.
I'll talk college football. I'm just not talking about my team anymore because we don't play college football this year. We play freaking baby boy.
We all know what's going to happen. We all knew it in August. At the end of the season, Alabama's going to stand there with the damn championship. All right, so there. But Michigan State played Michigan over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw what happened before that game.
I did.
Okay, so Michigan State, if anybody doesn't know, they've got this tradition before every game. They have the whole team out on the field, stretched all the way across the field, arm in arm, in a line. They walk from one end of the field to the other.
Yeah, it's to make sure that, you know, there's no needles or any kind of like landmines or anything like that on the field.
So, reportedly, allegedly, John.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Everything's on a tight schedule. They do this at a specific time. Well, they were 10 minutes late to do this traditional walk, allegedly.
They were tardy.
There were still Michigan players on the field from warmups, and the Michigan State players did it anyway, locked arm in arm, and they walked right through the Michigan players. They clotheslined them. They had ripped one of them's headphones off, just disrespected the hell out of the Wolverines. Okay.
Too bad. That's what I have to say.
Well, Spartans coach Mark D'Antonio, they asked him about it, you know, in the post-game press conference after Michigan beat them, what was it, 21-7.
Right.
And he called the whole thing BS. That's all BS. He said, just go watch the film.
Oh.
Well, I did, coach. And you saying BS is total BS because they did do exactly that. Now, I don't know,
but he said it was bullshit. Right?
I don't know if they were 10 minutes late or not, but there were Michigan players on the field, and the Michigan State players could have simply lifted their arms up. Or, I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. But anyway.
I'm telling you what, Tom, if he said it and he said it on video, then that means it's bullshit as long as enough people repeat it.
Well, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh said what Antonio said was bullshit.
You know, Michigan State locked arms and used every inch of the field in their walk with the attempt of, you know, going through or over our guys in a physical manner. So,
physical manner.
You know, to call that unsportsmanlike or to call that Bush League is putting it mildly.
Mildly.
That could have been a real unfortunate incident. And as I said, you know, it's the opposite of BS. You know, Coach said that was BS, but this is. That's not BS. That's fact. I see where they're calling
FACK
using the word juvenile. I think that's trying to brush it under the.
That's right, FACK fact.
The carpet, because you know their strength coaches were out there leading it. Their assistant coaches were out there. Coach D'Antonio was right behind it. That had all the earmarkings and evidence of a orchestrated stormtrooper march. No, I'll go one step further and use Coach D'Antonio's words.
But didn't he just say they had straight coaches out there?
Yeah.
Okay, because my headphones are a little bit rusty. So he said the straight coaches. I'm assuming Michigan State has gay coaches too.
Stormtrooper march. No, I'll go one step further and use Coach D'Antonio's words from a few years back. It's not a product of the team, but their program. I don't blame Devin. I like the way our guys handled it. I mean, that'd be like going back and saying, "Oh, look at Devin Bush. Look at him out there. You know, he's out of midfield, scraping up the logo after what just took place." I mean, that's straight out of the Pistons playbook. You know, do something to them, say something to them, elbow them, and then when somebody else does something back, then flop. So that's how I think about that as well. As again, it's unsportsmanlike. It's Bush League, and that is putting it very mildly.
Man, do you suppose the Detroit Pistons are going, damn, why he got to take shots at us? What do we do?
Especially since there's so many much bigger people that do the same thing.
Right.
As it turns out, that Michigan player was out there killing a snake.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was. There was a snake at midfield, and he was killing it.
Dude, that was hilarious. He's trying to tear up their logo.
I know. So, you know, the best thing is because it was like a stormtrooper march, and if you watch it in slow motion, there's this one extra player in the back that bumps his head on the freaking tunnel as he walks out. And no matter what Michigan State does, they can't hit anything when they shoot.
Oh, no.
F-A-C-K fact.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. And he was right. And you know what? I'd say good for both of them. Yes. I don't care if it's Bush League or not. This is something that makes these rivalries worth watching. Nobody got hurt, right? Except for the guy that smashed himself all over midfield. Didn't he get hurt on the opening kickoff?
I don't know, did he? I didn't see
that. I think
that.
He did. The dude tore up the freaking logo. I think he got hurt on the opening kickoff. But who knows if that had anything to do with what was going on. But whatever. Rivalries are rivalries. Nobody got hurt. Nobody started a fight, right?
Oh, I don't know. It seemed like maybe a fight was started, I guess, you know?
It was close to being an unfortunate incident, Tom. And that's just the F-A-C-K fact.
F-A-C-K fact.
Right. All right. We got an email?
Let's see what I got on email. It's actually, I've got a lot of stuff on Facebook today. I'll pull that up real quick. And I said, what do you got? And John Tilliard, who refuses to talk on camera while he's at an NFL football game for us. Thanks, John. How does Andy Reid plan to fuck up things this season, he wants to know. What do you think, Tom? How does he plan to do it this year? What's in the Andy Reid going to fuck up the season hopper?
I don't know what he can do to stop. I don't even know if he can stop this machine.
I know.
It's out of control. I don't know what to do. The little Muppet's taking over. I can't stop it. We'll get to week 9. I'll figure something out.
I don't know. Yeah, they look damn good. And like I said, I think their defense is getting better.
Well, my thing was, you know, I was waiting for them. I wondered. I said, we need to see him against a great defense. Nobody's been able to slow down Mahomes. It's all on their defense and how they play, really. Or can you score the same amount of points? So they go out, they get beat by the Patriots. Great game, close game at the end. It was at New England, so you know that was a great football game. But how would they bounce back when they finally lost a game and they came back and scored 45-10 against the number one team in the AFC North? So
from what I understand, Tom, it was unbelievable. All right, Thomas Wacconi says, Bears fan here, I hate football.
I understand.
You aren't the only one. But not me. I feel fine about it. Like I said, Joe Sturr, I hate football. Fuck those Philadelphia Eagles. Fuck those Philadelphia Eagles.
Ugh.
Let's see.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth.
Right. All right. We're not going to do an interview here, Diego Fernando Papa, but did you see this shit that happened with Chad Kelly from the Broncos?
No.
The backup quarterback for the Broncos broke into a house and sat down on the sofa with a strange woman and her son and started mumbling.
Uh-oh.
And then her husband chased him out with a broom or some shit.
Has he had concussions?
I don't know. They had a Halloween party that Von Miller threw, and it seemed, well, TMZ is trying to make it look like it was cocaine-themed because Emmanuel Sanders showed up dressed as Tyrone Biggums, which is Dave Chappelle's crackhead character, and okay. Somebody else came with a bunch of bags of what he said was cocaine, but you know, it was just part of the costume.
Okay.
So they cut Kelly. They cut Chad Kelly. But if you look at a picture of this dude, which you should, his right eye is literally like 2 inches higher on his head than his left eye.
Did they try to get the guy some help? Well, I mean, what is it? So he's like Sloth from the Goonies?
Yeah, when he's bald, when he's older and bald, he's going to be like Sloth from the Goonies, God. Especially if some of his teeth rot.
Hey, you guys!
Right, by the way, Sloth played for the Raiders.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Let's see. Lots of people wanted to congratulate Dez Bryant for being Employee of the Month Jiffy Lube last week. Ben Boyce says, bust Tillyard's chop just because you can. And I did. Went to the game and didn't give us anything. Just a silent video. It was like Charlie Chaplin at the game. All right. Who put something up here? Is the our friend from down in South Florida, the little old Jewish lady, Sherry.
Oh, yes.
Wrote something, the Jets fan. She's put something up here. What did the Jets need to do to stop Khalil Mack this weekend?
Oh, no.
Are we not to worry? He's not 100%. She says he's injured. What do you think, Tom? Should we worry about Khalil Mack?
If he's playing, if he's on the field, you should always worry about Khalil Mack.
The best thing about this, Sherry, is that Sam Darnold is young and bones heal quickly.
Right.
So
exactly.
He'll be fine. You know, 2019's closer than you think.
Well, I think, you know, if he's healthy and he's playing, you have to double team him.
You have to triple team him.
Maybe.
You might as well 11 team him. You might as well have Darnold help block.
It makes it hard, you know, because you're taking somebody away from something else. You're taking away a tight end or a back. And I see Bilal, the only guy's name, the only guy in the NFL.
He's out.
The only guy in the league whose name is Vomit. Bilal, pal.
See, I disagree. He's named after Dracula. Blah, blah.
No, that's blah. That's B-L-A, not B-I-L.
Blah.
Bilal. Bilal. Blah.
Blah.
Stop.
We're going to do this again.
Blah.
What?
Right.
But he's fucked up, man. His career might be over.
It's too bad. He's been a good player for them, always solid. You know,
yeah.
He never was really like the main dude, but anytime they called his number, he played well, and now he's IR'd. So what's his name needs to be healthy. Isaiah Crowell needs to be healthy. And who's that other guy they got?
They just picked up a running back.
No, I don't know. Who was their number three guy? Tanner, whatever his name is.
Tanner? I have no idea. Tanner to me always sounds just like some guy that wears no shirt and lives in Tennessee.
No, Tanner is the greatest bad news bear of all time. That's who Tanner is.
Yeah, but he grew up to be a guy that had no shirt and lived in Tennessee.
Is that right? All right, what else?
Oh, that's what I got.
That's what you got. All right, well, this, you know, I was going to just say... Okay, a lot of people wanted to ask Jerry questions.
Okay.
So rather than just have Jerry Jones answer one question, we're going to call Jerry. So let's get Jerry on the phone.
All right. Yeah, we haven't called Jerry all season.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Well, I thought y'all boys had forgot about me.
I would
this
never.
This is what happens when your team doesn't look so good, doesn't it? Well, y'all just don't even bother to call.
Wait a second. Last week you blew out the Jags, and we didn't call.
I didn't hear from you, did I? Did I hear from you?
Well, you said when the team's not doing well, but we didn't call you when they won. We called you when they lost.
Look, Tom, you can't expect me to go making any sense after we lose to the Redskins. As you well know, after a loss to the Redskins, I like to drown my sorrows in Patron and mescaline. So I've had myself a few peyote buttons and at least five or six shots, and I'm just not going to be responsible for anything I say from this point going forward.
Well, good, you know, because I got to sit next to John over here, the Redskins fan. Why don't you pick him up in your helicopter and just drop him? Just drop him.
You know, I'd really like to, but there's all kinds of groups out there right now that prevent us from doing things like that to people like him because he just ain't got enough brains to qualify as part of the species. So dang they have God. To look at him as some kind of endangered thing.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. Hey, he's a monkey-brained moron over there. I'm surprised you're able to talk to him with all the damn drool that comes out of him.
I know. It's hard sometimes. But anyway. Fans, so what the hell? What is this snap infraction crap?
Oh, I tell you what, Tom, I have no idea what the snap infraction is. I keep calling over there to the goddamn NFL offices, and they keep telling me, asking me if my refrigerator's running. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I think it's some goddamn stupid joke. I don't know. They won't tell me what a snap infraction is. I don't know what it is. What the hell is it? As far as I know, that boy's been doing that for 400 and some odd field goals. How is it that they're going to look at it now?
Every long snapper in the league's been doing it. That's all I have ever seen. They all squeeze the ball. They all set it up on its point and whatever.
Well, you know something? I'm going to tell you something right here, Tom. If that game would have happened right here in Texas, that referee would have been calling in sick this week and next week and the week after that, all the way up until he washed up on shore in the Gulf of Mexico.
I understand.
This is the benefits of having a $65 million helicopter.
All right, what about Amari Cooper? We're going to get some help. I love it. I really like the trade.
Made the big trade there. We picked up that fellow Jimmy Cooper, and
Amari.
He's going to do great. For
Amari Cooper.
He's going to be able to go over the middle. He's got good hands, gets up high.
Amari Cooper. Jerry.
Mary.
Amari.
Mary. They traded for a boy named Mary?
No.
God damn it, where is my stupid little slope-headed kid? I tell you what, Tom, I put him in charge just for a couple of days. I said, look, Daddy's got to get over the Redskins' loss. I'm going to be drinking my tequila and eating my peyote. So if anybody calls, don't even answer the phone unless it's my pizza. Is that clear? And he says, yes, Daddy. And next thing I know, he's bringing in a boy named Mary. Mary?
No.
This is ridiculous.
Amari.
Look, I'll put up with a taco. I really will. I'll put up with a taco and a hot boy. But a Mary? I think there's things going on in my locker room right now, Tom, that I'm not so keen on.
All right, Jerry, so listen to this. All right, after we got the stupid snap infraction penalty and we got backed up to the 52 and he doinked the field goal off the crossbar.
I would like to point out, Tom, there's no such thing as the 52-yard line.
52-yard field goal, whatever. All right, when he hit that bar, you knew if we hadn't had the penalty and that field goal would have been from 47 yards, what would have happened?
Well, I think he would have made it, but I can't be certain, Tom. I had to listen to that genius on CBS.
Oh, you heard? Okay, that's what I was going to ask you if you heard Tony Romo.
Genius point, Jim Nance.
Say that because he knew that it would have been good from 47 yards.
I got to tell you, Tom, the very fact that I gave up a genius like Tony Romo, who's able to spot genius like Jim Nance, in favor of this moron Dak Prescott who fumbled the ball at the goddamn one-yard line, although I will give it up for my nut right there that was sitting in the crowd smacking away at those Redskins when they jumped in there. Good for you, honey. That's a way to do it. Look, it's not like Tony Romo ever did anything like that. I can't remember anything that he ever did that was any kind of bad whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
So I just have all kinds of regrets right now, Tom, and I want to apologize to Cowboys Nation right now for dropping Tony Romo and putting him up there in that there booth.
Hey Jerry, I'm going to play this audio just while I got you on the phone. It's got nothing to do with the Cowboys. I just thought it was really funny because, you know, you like to make fun of Eli Manning, just like we do.
Who doesn't there, Tom? I'll tell you, he's like watching a top stuck inside of a goddamn pinball machine. They get in there on him. We always throw a couple of $100 on the floor. And if his right leg is sticking up in the air after the sack, well, then you win. And if it's his left leg, well, then I win.
Now, they were talking to Tiffany Blackman. She's reporting on the Giants game. This is what happened.
Tiffany Blackman standing by. Tiffany?
At NFL Network.
Tiffany Blackman standing by. Tiffany? Rich, time and time again, while Eli Manning addressed the media this week, he was asked why he isn't throwing the deep ball. Manning said he knows that's what everybody wants them to do, but it's not about throwing deep on every play. He said that's just not the answer to our solution.
Not the answer to our solution, Jerry.
I gotta tell you, Tom, I am drunk as a skunk and tripping my balls off, and even I figured out that that sounded stupid. Answer to our salute. My God. This is probably why they're having such a hard time with the question up there. They don't even know what the hell it is.
That's just not the answer to our solution.
That's fantastic.
That is some fine NFL reporting. All right, boys, you be good. We're on to the bye week. Bye-bye, Timmy.
Oh, God, he called me Timmy again. Why does he do that? Dude, at least he calls you in a human name.
Yeah, I know. Boy, he was pretty cruel about you.
Sorry, I got drool all over the table here.
The gambling gods have been kind of cruel to you, too, this year. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, last week's picks, John took Texans +5 at Jags, Falcons -6.5 versus the Giants, Bills +7.5 at the Colts, and the Pats -4 at the Bears, which he took after I brought it up in my picks. He then took that one from me. It's good for him because that made him go 500 because you went 2-2.
I know. With the fucking Falcons. Come on.
Yeah,
what's
man.
The matter with you? Keeping it close to the Giants like that. What's the matter with you?
And the Bills, man. The Colts blew out the Bills. That 7.5 didn't do you any good.
You know, for some reason, I thought that that carpet salesman that they signed to play quarterback was going to be fine at least to keep it within a touchdown. But apparently not.
I had Pats -4 at the Bears, so I got that. I had Broncos -2 at the Cardinals. I got that one, and you were like, I remember you saying something about, and you don't know why you didn't take that. And then I had Chiefs -6.5 versus the Bengals. They covered that easy, so I went 3-0.
You're having a good year. You're having a really good year. Hell yeah, you're buying stakes this year.
I'm 13-9. I mean, we got a ways to go yet. So anyway, but it's good so far. Now your Redskins showed me they're legit. Because I wasn't sure. Yeah. I wasn't sure. They had to beat the Cowboys to prove to me you're legit.
That defense is pretty good.
It
that
is
defense
good.
Is pretty
it
good.
Is
yeah, good. They get burned once in a while on the bump and run like they did. That freaking rookie bit so hard on your Gallup's good, man. He's got some shit.
Yeah, I know. And now you're going to put Amari Cooper in there. Mary.
God damn it. Where's so, that Steven? God damn it, boy.
If you fuck this one up for me, Redskins -1 at the Giants. Come on. Just win the game. That's all you got to do is win the game for me.
I hate the fucking Giants. And the games like this are why. I hate the fucking Giants.
Well, I guess if I lose my money, it's okay because that means the Redskins lost.
No, shut up.
I also got the Colts -3 at the Raiders. I think they're going to go and smack them. The Raiders are a disaster. Now they've got one less receiver.
Right now they are.
And if this game was at Baltimore, I wouldn't do it, but it's at Carolina, and the Panthers play really well at home that, you know, they just have all year, and I'm going to take the Panthers +1 against the Ravens.
All right. Well, I am going to go the exact opposite on that one. I am going to take the Ravens -1 at the Panthers because the Panthers just came off of a big, giant win. I think they're about due for a little bit of a letdown. The Ravens defense is the kind of defense that will make you have one.
All right.
So I think that I'm going to go ahead and take the Ravens -1 on that one. I'm going to take the Vikings getting one from the Saints. Sure, if Vikings give me a point at home, you know, the Saints are awesome and they're pretty damn good, but the Vikings are pretty goddamn good themselves.
How'd I miss
and,
that?
What's that?
How'd I miss that? Well, maybe it's just because of how good the Saints are playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Sunday night game. That's going to be great.
That's going to be awesome.
But, yeah, it's going to be great. And the Vikings getting one point at home, I'll take it.
I don't know, man. Just stay away from the 27-yard line.
yeah. Well, is it the same in the new stadium? No, I don't think they've got that kind of curse in the new place.
Yeah, because they built it. The field is in the same place, isn't it?
Oh, well, I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea.
Isn't that why they played?
Oh, that's right. At
Minnesota College while they built in the same place.
Yeah, but they only played there for 2 years. They only took them 2 years to build that place.
They probably put a new field in there. I'm sure it's not in the same exact spot.
Well, I might be crazy, but I am going to take the Browns and get 8 points from the Steelers.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I'm going to take that because even though their defense is having a bit of a slide right now, I don't think it's going to be that much. The Steelers' offense is rolling right now, but that's a tough game. They always play tough.
And their defense is playing really well, too. I almost took the Steelers there. I you know what?
Yeah, well, you're going to go with the Steelers?
It's hard to give up 8 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Browns and take those 8 points. And I'm going to take the Seahawks plus three at the Lions.
Oh, you're going another
coming
game.
Off a bye.
You're trying to catch up, aren't you?
So I'm four. I got to play some tight plays. There's a couple plays here. The Ravens, Panthers, I could go either way. The Browns, Steelers, really, literally, I could go either way. I could give those eight or I could take those eight. Because I don't think eight, it could be one way or the other. It could be tight or it could be a blowout.
That's a tough one to take ones when you feel that way. What was the Seahawks line?
Seahawks was plus three at the Lions. Now, I got one last thing that I got to get to before we run out of here, and that is our contest right now. We don't have a contest for this week, but I wanted to go ahead and put the name in the hopper for last week. And, of course, last week we heard this mystery guest.
Mr. Fisher, let me ask you something. How can six of you miss a play like that? Huh? All six of you. The ball jumped out of there as soon as we made contact.
I thought you were talking about you being on the field.
No. What?
And our winner this week is C.J. Hamila. C.J. Hamila. CJ. All right, man, you got to get a hold of me any way that you can. You know me a couple of different ways, I think, Facebook and whatnot. Get a hold of me or send me an email, bangradiohour@gmail.com. Let me know a shirt size and a mailing address, and I will get that over to Kelly Burke at kellyburkedesigns.com, which I want you all to check out very soon. And my wife is home, so we are done.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites, like Ed's Diner and Bella Italia. All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites,
like Chiquito and Pizza Express.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.